Golf Talk America is brought to you by Club Corp, the leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information. And by the French Lick Resort. Go to frenchlick.com and check out everything they have to offer at the French Lick Resort. Golf courses, spas, hiking trails. It's an incredible place. So go there and check it out.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Well, welcome in, everybody. It's a lovely morning, and guess where we are? We are at French Lick, but we are without Tim Matthews this morning. But we're getting ready for the 2021 edition of the Senior LPGA Championship to be contested on the Pete Dye course here in French Lick at the French Lick Resort. And since I don't have Tim, we substituted someone else who was going to take Tim's place today. As a matter of fact, a man who was 21 years at the Golf Channel sitting at the anchor desk and a voice and a face that you all will recognize, Mr. Brian Hammonds. Brian, good morning.
Being at French Lick at the Dye course this early in the day because the fog is rising out of the valleys. It's just a spectacular view here. It looks like we parachuted in someplace. We're not in southern Indiana.
This is beautiful. And last night, of course, we were hosted by our good friend Brendan Sweeney for the Pro-Am pairing party. And Brendan joins us across the table from me.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
How are you, big boy?
Living the dream up here on top of Mount Airy, this highest point in Indiana, right?
The second highest, right? Highest.
I think there's a coal mine in Richmond, Indiana that's like a foot higher than we are.
Really?
Now.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not as scenic.
No, it's Richmond, Indiana, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but look at that. It's absolutely gorgeous, and Brian described it very well. This place is magical.
It's pretty neat. All the fog's lifting up from all the rivers and streams that run below. So we're about 450 feet above the town right now. So it's rather scenic, and we're getting ready for a rather scenic golf day with our Pro-Am. And we have the Pro-Am party last night.
Well, two nights in a row, two Pro-Ams here this
year. Tell me about it.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But Brian got in town yesterday, so we spent some time running around the golf course and checking things out. The reason Mr. Hammonds is here is he's doing some pre-work for the broadcast that's coming up this weekend. The final round will probably pick it up, I guess, on the back nine, but it'll be the 3 hours on Sunday. From what are the times, Brendan?
2 to 5 Eastern.
2 to 5 Eastern. And Mr. Hammonds and Jane Crafter will be in the studio, and yours truly will be out staggering around on the golf course trying to play like I'm really Jerry Foltz.
We have a world-class walker for this broadcast.
I'm his driver, for God's sakes.
So you won't be walking,
no.
I guess.
No. So hell no. No one's walking out here. Are you kidding me?
We're going to be doing play-by-play, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And please tune in, golfchannel.com and lpga.com for the broadcast. And it's going to be a blast. I mean, I can't wait. But I can't wait for today, guys. It's you know, we rode around yesterday. Brian, you've played this course before. Give me your thoughts about the way this course is looking right now.
Well, it looks beautiful. It always looks beautiful. It's always in great shape, but it is really, really hard. It's not very forgiving, but it's definitely worth coming here and playing it. I mean, this is almost a bucket list type of course for people because when you get up here, it is so beautiful and so scenic and so much fun to play. You've never had so much fun getting your butt kicked.
that's a good statement because this course will do it. But, you know, you talk about the course, Brendan, at 8102 from the tips.
Right.
I mean, nobody, very few people have ever played it from back there.
No.
Didn't I hear the course record's like one under from back there?
Craig Bowden,
who couldn't hit it out of his shadow.
Exactly.
From 8,100 yards. But, he has a great short game.
But Carl Paulson, played nine holes from the back and was two under after nine.
I saw it.
And Brendan, you were trying to convince him, hey, let's keep going. You're breaking the course record.
He said, it just beat him up too much.
Done, yeah. But, we talk about how difficult this course is. It's a Pete Dye course. It's you know, a championship golf course. Very narrow fairways. The greens are very tricky. But it's also a resort course because it has tee boxes set so you can come here and really enjoy the round.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you can come here as a beginner or as a female that doesn't hit it very far and just have a blast because there are tees to fit you. But I walk back to a couple of the back tees today. 519 yards at the first hole, par four. Oh, it's no. Like, that's, really?
Hello.
You
can't
really?
You can't even see the landing.
No, you can't even see the fairway.
No, but they're playing the championship this week at 6,100.
Right.
Which is fine. We have six different tee boxes. That's the way that Pete Dye and Alice Dye had designed it. So Alice, you know, she made a lot of changes to the course. So it's playable for the ladies.
I was very fortunate to have been here when it opened. And when I first met you, yeah, I know we won't go with those stories, but Pete and Alice were here and a lot of media, a lot of hype. And it was really fun to be here for the day one, the opening, and to get to talk to Pete and Alice about some of the design characteristics of this golf course. The one thing I didn't get a chance to ask either one that I really wanted to is, why do you have a fairway bunker on a par three?
Because it's 301 yards long.
312. Is it 312?
301.
301.
Now, I'm sure you've told this story on your show before about how this course even came about. When Pete first came up here, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Brendan, but he said, I can't put a golf course on that property. And then they were having lunch one day, and he, on a napkin, drew it out and said, here's your golf course.
Yeah. Pete came out, and we interviewed a lot of different architects for the job. And Pete came out. We liked the aspect of having Pete, Indiana guy, obviously, and it's a big Indiana project that we had that Steve Ferguson and Dave Harner were very much in charge of. Pete came out. He walked the course, said couldn't do it. So then when he went back to his house, he found the old topography maps from World War II, and he picked out the 36th highest points of the golf course and just started playing connect the dots.
So for tees and greens.
Yeah, right. Tees and greens. And then he called up Steve and Dave and said they met in Mooresville at some cafeteria.
Oh, it's got to be Gray's Cafeteria.
It was.
One of the great cafeterias in the state.
It was. And they were there, and he goes, here it is. And he presented it to them, and they said, let's go. So, you know, Pete exceeded an unlimited budget building this golf course. It was pretty neat. It was cool. It was a great experience in my life to be part of. To be around the man like that, he was almost like a father figure for a while. And when he passed away, it was very sad, but it was a life well lived, and it was cool.
He was a genius. Oh, yeah. I've always loved, I mean, here in Indiana, there are a lot of Pete Dye designs, and I always loved playing them.
Well, sure. You know, I don't want to talk me too much here, but I've been very fortunate and very, very blessed to have been around Pete Dye several times. The TPC Sawgrass Golf Course, I lived there at the time when it opened. And so I got to walk around several holes with Pete and Alice out there and Dean Beeman at the time. And it just, and then to see him again here at French Lick all these years later, it's like bookends of the saga of Pete Dye and what he did at TPC Sawgrass. And remember, Brian, of course, you were Golf Channel at the time, and all the complaints from the players that first year for the it was called the TPC, mm-hmm. not the Players' Championship, but the TPC. They hated the course. They hated Pete Dye. They hated railroad ties. They hated water.
A lot of the pros hated it here, too, in the 2015 Senior PGA. Yeah. There were 40 guys that shot 80-plus the first day.
Oh, yeah.
That was the 2015 PGA Championship.
Presented by KitchenAid.
There were a lot of mixers. They had mixers.
Stand mixers.
Every 20 feet coming in this place on stands out there. People were trying to steal them. Mark Calcavecchia sat down beside me at the bar after his first round.
That's not a surprise.
Oh, yeah. With his Budweiser in hand. He had a Budweiser long neck bottle. And he said, so you're friends with the people who own this joint? And I went, yeah. He said, well, tell them to go themselves. And I went, yo, okay. He didn't have a good first day.
I live in Carmel, Indiana. It's Crooked Stick, famous golf course that Pete Dye designed.
Another Pete Dye course.
And all of those members have great stories to tell because Pete had a house. Pete and Alice had a house on the 18th hole.
Yeah, left side of the fairway.
There. Right, at Crooked Stick. And they have all these stories about, you know, they'll go out and play the course, and there's Pete out on a bulldozer deciding he needed to put a bunker in on a hole or something. And then when they put the lake in on 16, I don't know if you're familiar, there's a lake on 16, and he took it to their board and said, what do you want there? Do you want a lake or do you want a big bunker? And they came back and they said, we want a bunker. A few days later, they go out there. There's a lake. They said, "Well, Pete, we asked for a bunker."
I know.
He said, "Yeah." He said, "That's I always do the opposite of what the board wants. The board doesn't know blank."
Well, we were up at the BMW. Was that 3 years ago?
Oh gosh, it's 3 or 4 years ago.
And
walked up to Pete's door and said, "Hey, Pete."
Yeah, my buddy Ron Pearl had his "Bury Me in a Pot Bunker" book. He goes, "Hey, if you can you get the sign?" And sure enough, walked into Pete and Alice's house and sat down at the table with them. And they're wonderful. Yeah. So. God bless
a lot
them all.
Of fun.
What a great experience.
Back to why we're here, the 2021 Senior LPGA Championship. This
presented by Old National Bank.
Presented by Old National Bank, I should say. This will be the last year, as far as we know, that this tournament will be contested here.
Correct.
Now, the Symetra Tour has continued for an additional 3 years, I believe.
Here.
You have the event here.
Yep, in August.
In August, and it's been contested on the Donald Ross course.
Correct.
Here, which is a tough golf course also.
Oh, yeah.
And the 1924 PGA Championship, won by Walter Hagen, was contested on that golf course.
And the 59 and 60 LPGA Championship. So that's held three majors.
Wow. But the Symetra Tour will now be moving over to the Pete Dye course. How do you think, guys, the young ladies on the Symetra Tour are going to like the change?
I think they'll do better.
I do too.
If you hit the ball straight here, which they all do, they control their drives, this is a very playable golf course. Once you start spraying it like I do, you know, I always like compare how many balls you lose to pars made. So if someone, "Hey, what'd you shoot today?" 84. I lost 8 balls and had 4 pars.
Yeah.
So that was it.
That's great.
Yeah, so I think the ladies on the Symetra Tour do very well.
That's not the Stableford system, is it?
In my mind, it is.
That's the Sweeney system.
Exactly.
You know, I was talking to some players yesterday, and all of them thought that local knowledge, being familiar with this golf course, is so important. So maybe the first year, the Symetra players might struggle a little bit, but after that, once they become familiar with this golf course, I agree. I think they can play this course very well. And I think this week you're going to find the players that have played here before and have some experience around this golf course will be the ones that will be in contention on Sunday.
Well, the majority of them have played here more than 6 times. We had the Legends Championship, and then this is our 4th edition of the Senior LPGA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're all familiar with the golf course. But, you know, you look at time, you know, Father Time is undefeated in a lot of aspects, and age catches up to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these ladies are obviously getting older, and the young ones are coming up, but there's like a gap that's missing with the senior LPGA players. In my opinion, I think some of the players that should be here are not here due to prior commitments. Annika Sorenstam has a Solheim Cup coming up. Kari Webb has a commitment. It's, you know, Helen Alferson, for God's sakes, forgot to register. I mean, how do you do that? You're a defending champion.
If you met Helen.
Yes.
So it's not a surprise.
Oh, Helen, we love you. Helen, if you're listening, we love you.
Well, if you're listening, Helen, you should have made the deadline.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Well, that's understandable. Hey, guys, let's take a quick break and come back with some more nuggets about this gorgeous area of the country and what the next few weeks are going to bring us on all the tours. You're listening to Golf Talk America, but before we go, there's no better way to celebrate a life well played than with Arnold Palmer Spiked, the classic taste of iced tea and lemonade you already know and love with 5% alcohol by volume, ABV. It's made with real juice, brewed teas for a smooth flavor that's as easygoing as the icon himself. Classic refreshment, tastes like a hole-in-one feels. Nothing beats Arnold Palmer Spiked. Like I said, perfect balance of teas, real juice, 5% ABV. Little kick comes in a tall 24-ounce can or in multi-packs. You can get it through Drizzly and Instacart, so you can have it shipped straight to your door. Or go to arnoldpalmer.spiked.com and check it out. arnoldpalmerspiked.com/GTA. And they might even send us some free beverages if you guys will just plug in Arnold Palmer Spiked /GTA. 2021 Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee. Malt beverage with natural flavor. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey guys, it's Neil Michaels, Sales Director of Golf Talk America. Did you know that 2/3 of all men will start to lose their hair by age 35? But I learned the best way to prevent more hair loss is to do something about it while you still have some. And that solution is HIMSS. HIMSS is helping guys like you and me be the best version of ourselves with licensed medical providers and FDA-approved products designed to help treat hair loss. And today, HIMSS is giving you their best offer yet. Go to 4hims.com/golftalk and receive your first visit absolutely free. That's right, it's free. And if you're not happy with your results after 90 days, HIMSS will give you a full refund. That's forhims.com/golftalk. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Guys, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com/golftalk.
Hey, it's John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys, and I was talking to Frank just the other day about daily fantasy sports, and I said, Frank, do you play? And he went, well, I used to, but I'd never win. I said, well, that doesn't surprise me. 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose. The game's rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups and experts with a lot more tools and a lot more time than you have, so you don't stand a chance, Frank. And then I told them about Stat Hero. It is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works, okay? Stat Hero will show you their lineup, and then they dare you to beat them. You see, it's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, and it's winner-take-all. You have the advantage. Try it yourself. Go to stathero.com/golftalk. Sign up for free, and right now you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match, and that's unheard of. stathero.com/golftalk. This is a game even Frank could win.
Maybe I should turn myself up. How's that? Welcome back, everybody. Frank Bassett live from the French Lick Resort. We're up on top of Mount Airy in the mansion, and we'll tell you a little bit about the history of this mansion later on in the show. But I'm joined by Brian Hammonds and Brendan Swinney. Brian, of course, is the longtime anchor of the Golf Channel, I think 21-plus years. And Brendan Swinney is the longtime anchor of media relations and player development for the French Lick Resort.
Player development?
Yeah.
How many players have you developed?
Check hasn't been signed yet, pal.
Enveloped. Hey, you know,
my job is to go out and get people to come here. So when you make up your own title, you can make up whatever you want.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Hey, while we have him here, of course, as I said earlier.
Who, me?
No, not you.
Okay. I'm the host.
But the host, I'm out. Go.
No, it's fine.
Mic drop. No. I'm done. Thank you.
Your show.
Good. No, really.
Enough of those bald jokes, too.
Hey, I had to.
I want to get someone at him. So we get a GTA discount?
Yes, you do.
Well, how much?
As a matter of fact, I'll have to tell you later. I don't have my notes in front of me.
Well, there you go.
I can get it for you free. So
really?
Yeah, if you need it. You don't need it.
Are you kidding
me? Still
me?
Got a patch.
I'm hanging on every hair,
hey,
as long as I can.
We'll be broadcasting live. On Sunday, the final round of the 2021 LPGA Championship on golfchannel.com and lpga.com in the afternoon. Hours?
2 to 5 Eastern time.
2 to 5 Eastern time. So please check us out. Brian Hammonds and Jane Crafter will be in the studio. I will be on the course doing my best Jerry Foltz imitation that I possibly can do.
That means you have to have a beer in your hand.
That's not a problem. That's not a problem. But we have, you know, with Brian sitting here, and I've watched Brian for years. I've happy to be able to say now that I can call him friend, but I want to get into some stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because you were there in the day one when they pulled the trigger on the Golf Channel. Mm-hmm. Give us some anecdotes, some background.
Who was the star? It was you, Rich Lerner.
No, Rich wasn't an original.
Uh-uh.
No. The original on-air people are myself, Linda Cardwell, didn't last long, unfortunately. She was a part of the first house cleaning and 5 months after we signed on the air. Craig Kann, Jennifer Mills, Tom Nettles, and Mike Ritz.
Ritzy?
Mm-hmm.
From Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. He still lives in Orlando.
Yeah.
So there had to be
once in a while.
There had to be some fun stuff that went on, some stuff you can tell on the air.
Well, I don't mean to step on your feet, but I will. My buddy Chris Lincoln.
Well done.
I used to work with his brother. And one of the things that I remember with Link was he brought together the Booker T and the MGs, and they did a Blues Brothers thing with Jake Trout and the Flounders.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good.
When was the Booker T and the MGs thing?
They had some musicians from there that joined Jake Trout and the Flounders, and they played in our studio. But it was interesting the early days because we weren't exactly treated like we were a big deal by some, you know, like for example, the first year at Augusta National, we couldn't even get on property. They wouldn't allow us on. So Mike Ritz was our reporter there, and he would report live from the backyard of a rental house that just so happened to have an azalea bush, so you could plausibly be live at Augusta National.
We would never do anything like that on Golf Talk America.
Well, then the next year, they let us on property, and we could do whatever we were doing, but we couldn't go live on the golf course. They wouldn't even let us go live on the par 3 course. So they stuck us in the corner of the television compound. So I would stand in front of an azalea bush, saying, here we are at Augusta National, yada, yada. Well, one day I'm doing the report on camera, and Jennifer Mills is not in this segment, so she's standing next to the camera, and all of a sudden she bends over laughing, and the camera guy is shaking. He's laughing so hard. So I throw it to the piece, and I said, what did I say? What's so funny? And they said, no, look at that truck that just drove behind you very slowly. Because I'm standing like on an access road. This truck that cleans out the porta potties drove behind me very slowly so the whole world could read the slogan on the side of the truck. Their slogan was, we're number one in the number two business.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, we weren't exactly treated with a lot of respect early on, but that changed pretty quickly, and, you know, we got to be on the same level as ESPN and CNN and all those other guys. But
well, you know, your buddy and our friend, I mean, we all know him, Craig Kahn, he's become somewhat of a, business guru type guy these days, right?
He coaches executives and companies as far as becoming better communicators and better speakers, and so he's doing very well.
Yeah.
Another Chicago boy.
Seems like it, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What, as the time evolved at the Golf Channel, mm-hmm. and different people came in, who was one of your favorite sidekicks that you had?
Well, we had Scott Van Pelt.
Strong.
You know,
I remember
earlier. And he came in as a snot-nosed, know-nothing
PA.
Kid. PA, yeah. Which is basically a peon. and he...
I can relate.
Yeah, but you could see he had talent. And they finally gave... And we weren't, you know, we weren't seen by that many people, so they could gamble on putting him on the air to do a few things. And then that talent became very evident. And his knowledge of other sports... It was something that he really, you know, he enjoys basketball and football and baseball, you know, maybe probably more than he does golf. So we knew that he wasn't going to be long for the Golf Channel. And he, of course, went on to great stardom now at ESPN. But, you know, Tom Nettles was a guy that was older than the rest of us. We were all in our early 30s, Cann's case, late 20s when we went to the Golf Channel. But T-Net was in his 50s. God rest his soul. But he was old school and did some crazy thing. You know, we would throw it out live to him, and he was surrounded by these kids at a junior golf thing, and Tom was a smoker, and we'd throw it out to him. He took the cigarette out of his mouth and, here, hold this, kid. An 8-year-old kid standing next to Tom Nettles with a lit cigarette in his hand while Tom did his
oh,
report.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Well, our buddy Todd Lewis, of course, is, you know, one of the things that I know about him, and I'm sure you do too, that our listeners may not, is he used to be a singer in a boy band.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Todd
Lewis has the look of a boy band.
He does. He does. Todd Lewis was a singer in a boy band, and Brendan and I have gotten him, well, we'll just say that.
We've seen him sing before.
Yeah, we've seen him sing before, and seen him sleep on a pool cue in the West Baden Springs Hotel. It was 2 a.m. We're still up because we've been working
what
all
happens,
day.
What happens in French?
I know, but this is a good story. We've been working all day. So, Todd, we're worn out. Brendan wants to shoot some pool. Let's just shoot some pool here at the West Baden's. Really cool pool room over there. And it's like 1:15. Okay.
Ballard's Billiards.
Who was your partner? Todd was my partner. Who was your partner? Do you remember?
It was Kelly Sheehan from...
Oh, it was Kelly. That's right.
From Casa de Campo.
So I look over. It's Todd's turn to knock something in the hole, and he's leaning in a high chair against the wall, holding his pool cue with his face leaning sideways on it, with his cheek sort of nuzzled up to the pool cue, snoring. he had a 6 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. call the next morning. So He's a pro. Todd is a pro.
I really miss the people that I worked with down at the Golf Channel. I mean, it was such a great group. And when I was doing play by play, I'd be gone 30 weeks a year or so. And my buddies back here in Indiana always complained that I never went on golf vacations with them.
I said,
dude, I got 30 of them a year. It's like a vacation. I get to call golf during the day. We go out to dinner, have a few cocktails at night, and do it all again the next day. He said, those are my golf vacations.
Oh, yeah.
Did you, this is self-serving, did you ever have anybody bust into the Golf Channel trailer right in the middle of a broadcast?
Well, I think once in Opelika, Alabama. Yeah.
That was soon before your demise.
I don't think that was the cause of my demise.
No, it was on the road, a paved with good intention road.
You were sitting there next to
Kurt Byram.
And we'll tell him what we did. I mean, Sweeney and I had been playing the other course.
Well, there's two courses there, and we were doing the Barbasol Championship?
Yeah, it was.
And so the tournament was on one course, and these two guys were were playing the other course, and imbibing a little bit. And in the middle of our broadcast, and our broadcast trailers, they're not a broadcast booth like you see on CBS. NBC and Golf Channel utilizes trailers that they put, that's basically a mobile broadcast booth. So we've got our trailer out there by one of the holes with a scenic background, and we're in the middle of our show, and in barge these two guys. Hey, what's going on?
We had no idea. The door was unlocked, and Brendan and I had no idea that they were on live.
It was actually on the 18th hole, the course that we were playing on, is where your backdrop was.
Is that where it was?
I'm like, hey, I think Brian's in there.
Yeah. Let's go say hi. Brendan says, I don't know if we should do that. I said, come on, let's go.
Oh, right, he loves us.
Right. Brian Hammonds joins us, a long, long time, 21-year anchor at the Golf Channel, and will be the anchor for the 2021 LPGA Senior Championship, along with Jane Crafter, former player, and Janie will do a
Jack
good job.
Graham, Golf Channel great.
Yep.
Yeah, he was with ABC before the Golf Channel. He was their executive producer and did a lot of the Open Championship coverage for ABC and all of their golf coverage, so it'll be good to see Jack again. And welcome to modern day broadcasting. You know, this tournament's taking place in my backyard, 2.5 hours from my house, and I got to go to Florida to broadcast the event. So, but that's the way broadcasting is going these days.
It's cool because this is cutting edge technology.
It really is.
Lowell Thaler from Thaler Media, they're doing live stream, it's called, and each camera has a cellular device that the signal goes directly from French Lick to a cell tower to Lowell's production studio down in North Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. And it's instantaneous.
Yeah.
So the talent, you and Jane are going to be down there. Frank's going to be up here. It'll be seamless, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. If we don't wreck the golf cart.
I'm driving.
I know. We had one incident one year here at the Senior LPGA Championship. Oh, no, it was the PGA Championship, Senior PGA Championship, where a young lady took the wrong turn with a golf cart and...
No, that was the Legends Championship. Lori Estetes was teeing off on the 15th hole, and we had some interns from Bulgaria going up this hill, and all of a sudden, the hills are really severe here.
Very.
And this cart just flipped back over.
Flipped over.
Rolling down a hill, and the Bulgarians went flying out. They were safe.
They were okay.
Oh, yeah.
As God is my witness, I thought Bulgarians could fly.
We had to dock those Bulgarians at the day's pay.
Is Burton Gilliam when you need him? Our good friend Lyle from Blazing Saddles.
All right, from the French Lick Resort, we can't thank you guys enough for coming out here. We appreciate your support. We have no idea what the LPGA's plan is for the senior LPGA. They're picking up a couple other, the Legends Tour is picking up a couple other spots, but they're going to announce at the end of the tournament where this championship's going. So
now that the LPGA, the Legends of the LPGA are under the LPGA umbrella for the first time, and I think that was only a few months ago, right, that was announced.
Weeks ago.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the LPGA helps that tour grow.
It's a shame.
I mean, it'll probably never become the PGA Tour champions level, but it could certainly be much better and a much better schedule than what they have now. And I'd love to see it happen because these ladies deserve to be honored for their great careers and to be able to put their games on display. Yeah. And they're so much fun to play with in a pro-am.
Oh, they're
a
blast.
For a pro-am situation, it's you couldn't do better than these ladies.
No.
No, it's an absolute blast, and it's worth every penny if you ever have the opportunity to play in a pro-am with these LPGA legends. It's just a blast.
And you feel for the ladies. I caddied for in a tournament a couple weeks ago, and the lady who I caddied for, I was talking about their pensions.
Well, that would be the U.S. Senior Open.
Yeah. And, so. You know, she gets $622 a month in pension.
Yeah.
And she mentioned
she's a multi-time winner.
Yeah. And she mentioned, you know, a certain PGA player who's in his 60s now. He gets $8,000 a month.
Yeah.
For playing for 20 years plus years on the PGA Tour. But it's the difference. And hopefully the new Commissioner Molly will see that and recognize, you know, the LPGA. Mike Wan did a great job with the Founders Cup out in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And there's a way that they need to tie this tournament into that tournament and show the ladies the respect that they deserve and the recognition that they deserve as well.
You know, to take that to the next level, that comes from television money, you know, and that's going to be...
Well, the live streaming that we're talking about doing, you know, we went from spending close to $1 million broadcasting this on Golf Channel to spending like $100,000 to do it now. So that's a 90% save. Right.
Well, until he gets the bill for the talent.
Exactly. Yeah, he hasn't figured that out.
He's got a lot of money to spare, Brian. Did you hear that?
He hasn't figured that out.
We stiffed it once before.
But, you know, until they get a rights fee like the PGA Tour gets, they get billions.
Huge.
You know, that's where that money comes from, that they're able to distribute among the players. And I'm not sure that, you know, that'll ever happen as far as to that level. But, you know, you look at the LPGA Tour, it's in very good shape. And I'd like to see them hopefully prop up this tour and put together a nice little schedule for them.
Well, you know, the no-go zone, which is 45 to 50 on the PGA Tour.
Do you like the 45 age?
I do.
On this tour?
That's what I was about to say.
I'd almost
drive
it down to 40.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the USGA is at 50.
Right.
And, you know, that five-year difference.
Yeah, but I think
it's a lot.
I think today, maybe it's not so much in the women's game as it is in the men's, but I think you can still be competitive on the LPGA Tour at 45, can't you? Or 40. Certainly 40.
Well, name three. Trish Johnson, Laura Davies,
Julie Inkster. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, not as many.
Not as many.
Annika,
and look at the crop
coming
out now from the LPGA
that's
going to be pushing toward that 40. There's a lot of names out there that would be a good draw, I think.
And
you made a great point, Brian. You said yesterday we were discussing the PGA Tour champions, and you said, well, when it came out as the senior tour, look who they had.
Oh, God, they had Arnold Palmer and Sam Snead and, you know, Jack Nicklaus. And in the early days, Don January and guys, you know, guys that – and I've always said this, you've got to have players to put butts in seats or in front of the television.
Yeah.
And the Champions Tour is struggling a little bit with that. Now, they've gotten a big shot in the arm when Phil Mickelson comes out and plays every now and then, and Vijay Singh is out there, and Ernie Els is out there now. But there for a while, God bless him, but Paul Goidos doesn't drive the numbers. You know what I mean? I mean,
no,
he's a great guy.
He doesn't.
But
Woody
he's
Austin,
not gonna, he's
you know,
not
Aquaman
gonna,
himself.
Yeah, they're not going to put butts in seats like those other names, and that's what this tour has to have. Annika Sorenstam could probably do that.
If she wanted to.
Julie Inkster can do that, and Laura Davies can do that. But those are the kind of players you have to make this an attractive tour for the fans.
Yeah, and we've been around her, you more than I, but Brian, I should say. But Laura Davies is an absolute hoot to be around. She is, you know, you see her on TV, and your perception, most people's perception, I should say, is, well, she's kind of tough and hard. No, she's not.
Oh, she's great.
She's so funny. And her playing partners yesterday when we were with them, you heard the first guy stepped up there and had about a 15, 16-footer, and he missed it dead right, like 3 feet right of the cup. And she said, that wasn't a bad read. That was just a bad putt, man.
Yeah.
And just busted his gonads on that one, buddy.
You know, when I first went to the Golf Channel, she was in her heyday, you know, back in the mid-90s. And I always thought that she should have gotten a chance to play, a sponsor's invitation to play in a PGA Tour event.
Absolutely.
Because at the time, you know, these guys weren't hitting at 350. They were hitting at 280.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Laura was too.
Yeah.
And I think she could have made a cut on the PGA Tour back in those days.
She made the cut last week at Carnoustie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in 1985, when she went on tour,
nobody
last week that made the cut was born before 1985. Think about that.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, that, you know, that shows the longevity of her. And Julie Inkster is one of the best athletes that is that the LPGA Tour has seen for a long time, and she's still competitive. Yeah. And you know, there's some great players out here. I'm anxious to watch them play this golf course this weekend, because last time they played here in 19, last year, of course, they didn't have it. It was in October and cold.
Oh, it was bad. Brutal.
So it's going to be a nice weekend. It's going to be hot. I think it's going to be a fun weekend.
Not where you're going to be. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be nice and air-conditioned. And
Sweeney and I'll be sweating it out on the golf course. It'll be fun. Hey, guys, we've got a pro-am to go compete in. So
yep.
Well, let's win it.
I think it's time to get out of here and go play some golf.
Chris Cheddar.
Chris Cheddar is our playing partner. Ooh. And, by the way, the Sweeney-Bassett combination, we've won a bunch of pro-ams.
Oh, so you're bringing me – you're putting the pressure on me now to keep up that tradition.
Yeah. We just won the Symetra Tour Pro-Am a month ago. So, Brian, no pressure. But
I'll do what I can.
You're a stick. I mean, what are you, a plus three?
No, yeah. I'm probably a seven.
Anyway,
I'm a seven. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. And we'll let you know how hard we have to ride Ryan Hammond's game today. But we're going to win this Pro-Am. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the French Lick Resort. Thanks to the LPGA Tour for sponsoring the Senior LPGA Championship 2021. And we are out.